With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The August employment report is in. It's expected to play a big role in the Fed's decision on interest rates. The government says America's employers added 142,000 jobs last month, up from 114,000 in July, but fewer jobs than economists were forecasting. The unemployment rate falls to 4.2% from 4.3% the month before. Unveiling specifics of his economic revival plan, former President Trump also proposes creation of a government efficiency commission to be chaired by none other than Elon Musk.
The commission is the latest alliance between Trump and Musk, who has become an increasingly vocal supporter of the former president's bid for re-election. The Republican presidential nominee said back in 2022, fraud and improper payments alone cost taxpayers an estimated hundreds of billions of dollars. He says the new commission would recommend what he calls drastic reforms and develop a plan to eliminate fraud and improper payments within 6 months, something Trump says would save trillions of dollars. Bob Agner reported.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a second arrest in the deadly Winder, Georgia school shooting. Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Hosey says 54-year-old Colin Gray is the father of teen suspect Colt Gray.
He is charged with the following: 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children.
He's accused of knowingly allowing his son to possess a weapon. A surprise guilty plea from Hunter Biden in his federal tax evasion case. Correspondent Alex Villegas says any political fallout from this is not crucial now.
The potential political ramifications of this case have faded somewhat since President Biden decided to no longer run for re-election.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 125. This is SRN News. Abortion bans save lives.
Officials in Indiana report that there are 98% fewer abortions taking place in the state now than before lawmakers passed a wide-ranging ban on the procedure. During the second quarter of this year, there were only 27 abortions in Indiana, the lowest number since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. This scenario is playing out in many states where bans or significant restrictions have been implemented since the Supreme Court overturned Roe in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has vetoed a bill to expand birth control access while a judge struck down decades-old restrictions on who can perform abortions in the state. The Republican governor's veto deflects a measure which would have forced insurance companies to cover up to a year's supply of birth control at a time. This is SRN News. President Biden plans to sign an executive order for federal grants that would prioritize projects with labor agreements, wage standards, and benefits like access to child care and apprenticeship programs.
Biden is going to a union training center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to announce the order as the administration has stressed the vital role that organized labor will play for Democrats in November's election. In her matchup against Republican Donald Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris is depending on backing from the AFL-CIO and other unions to turn out voters in key states. Trump has tried to make inroads with organized labor as well by having Teamsters President Sean O'Brien speak at the Republican National Convention. The Teamsters have yet to formally endorse any candidate, though Harris is expected to meet with them as well. The order would establish a task force to coordinate policy development with the goal of ensuring more benefits for workers. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And again on Wall Street, the Dow futures is now down 134. More details at SRNnews.com.